In Northwest news from KPLU, the University of Washington women's basketball team takes on Syracuse Sunday in Indianapolis as part of the NCAA's Final Four. It's the first time the UW women have gotten this far in the tournament, and KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says it was a bit of a surprise this year. Art, this is a big deal that no one expected from the UW women this season.
This is really a remarkable story. It's a lot of fun because UW finished with 10 losses, fifth in the Pac-12 conference. You know, they were a good team, and it was fun to watch, but I don't think anybody had, you know, visions of grandeur for this team. But they've confounded everyone by winning four tournament games in a row. And one of the most remarkable aspects of it is that Coach Mike Nabors, he's now in his third year in Washington, is really playing with the five starters and occasional help from one or two players, one of whom was injured, and he really gets a lot of energy and effort out of his five starters, and they all happen to be good stories.
That's right. Well, there are at least three very compelling stories on the team.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Kelsey Plum is the star. She's the point guard, 5'7", lots of energy, quickness, great off the ball, great with the assist, and she's the nation's third leading scorer at more than 26 points a game. Really a very engaging personality and a driving force in the team. Then, in terms of human interest, Katie Collier, she's from Seattle Christian, lived in Covington, was recruited to Washington and was diagnosed with cancer, a leukemia that is now in full remission, but it cost her a year of play. She recovered, and then upon her return, on the first day of practice, she blew out her knee, had to have major surgery, and has recovered from that. So two major physical calamities, and she's out there on the floor starring for UW. My favorite story, however, is Chantel Osahor, the center, 6'2", from Phoenix. She is a star in so many ways because she was the regional tournament's most valuable player, and she has this absolutely wonderful shot. She shoots a three-pointer flat-footed, no arc. She just fires it in and it works, 3, 4, 5 a game. And no one's ever seen anything like it. And she's also been a great, I think, leader for the team because she's so poised, so calm. Nothing bothers her. But she has many reasons to be bothered because after her freshman year, she was injured in an accident when a car hit her while she rode her bike. She had a bum shoulder, but it could have been a lot worse. She then discovered she had a stress fracture in her foot. And while doctors were looking at that, they discovered a tumor in her knee, which it was benign. They removed it. And here she is. And her power and her presence is really a vital part of Washington's success.
So how are they going to match up against Syracuse?
Well, they played Syracuse in November in a tournament in Las Vegas and lost 66-62. So I think they're a pretty even match. The thing that everybody's already leaping ahead to is if Washington wins, they face the Colossus, the University of Connecticut team, which has won the last four titles.
And UConn has to beat Oregon State, which
right.
is the first time two Pac-12 teams have been in the NCAA semifinals.
Right. That's a major development for Pac-12 basketball. To have two of the four teams be from this conference really is a testament to the improved competition and the upgrades that we've seen in the Pac-12. So it could be Oregon State and Washington, yeah, but that would be a colossal upset. And I think we're going to see Huskies on Huskies basketball in the championship game Tuesday night.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.